So yeah, so is there an exercise you want us to go through?
That'd be sure, good. Sure. So what I would say for anybody listening is I want you to just bring to your mind an event that's happened recently. You could choose a very painful event, or you could just choose a small, you know, not so significant event. And I want you to think about what would happen if you just got news that your dear friend or partner or family member was going through something exactly the same. So they called you or they came to you and they said, I've been going through this one thing. And we'll use OCD as an example. So if your loved one came to you and said, wanted you to know I'm really struggling with OCD and it's incredibly painful and I'm exhausted and I'm alone and I'm tormented by these thoughts and feelings and compulsions. I want you to just take a moment and ask yourself, what might you say to them? How might you respond to them verbally? Because they've shared you this with you, this very intimate, vulnerable information. So you could write this down. I encourage my patients and in the book for people to write this down. So you could pause this episode right now and sit down. Just reflect on what might you say. And then once you've identified what you would say, I want you to understand that self-compassion isn't just words, right? I want you to think about how might your body language change towards the person once they've told you this information? Did you lean in? Did your shoulders soften? You know, did you, did your eyes soften? How did your body language change? Maybe when they started telling you, you were busy and doing something, but as soon as you got note that they're going through something hard, you stopped and looked them in the eye and acknowledged them physically. So quickly just check in and maybe write down again, what did your body do when they shared that information of suffering with you? And then once you've done that, I want you to then think about your tone of voice, right? So as you've identified what you would say and you have identified how your body language would change, what would the tone be, right? Would it be very mechanical and robotic, or would it be soft and gentle? Would it be warm? Would maybe the volume of your voice come down, right? How would that shift for you if you found out your loved one was going through, right? And another thing is, how did you then tend to them, right? Did you put your hand on their shoulder? Did you give them a hug? Maybe if that was appropriate, you would give them a hug. If maybe it's not appropriate, would you, for me, it's always to put my hand on my heart. When someone is telling me their pain, I can't help but just hold my hand over my heart to let them know that my heart is connected to their suffering. And so here, what we're seeing, once you've reflected upon this, is how you as a human being connect to other people's suffering, right? And then once you've done that inventory and you've reflected, I want you to then think about this event you went through and then apply the same loving kindness to yourself, right? A lot of times as you're suffering, you can use this activity, right? Just pause, maybe take a couple of minutes to ask, what would I do if my loved one was going through exactly this situation? Even if it's just your car broke down or, you're running behind on a meeting, like to stop and ask yourself, what would I say? How would I say it? How would my body language be? And that in and of itself can be your North Star or your compass towards practicing self-compassion for yourself. So there's a little practice that we use in the book. Just number one, to help you know that a lot of people, when they're learning these skills, they believe that they're hopeless at it. Like they're such newbies, but you're not a newbie. You've been practicing compassion since you were very young. It's turning the arrow away from the person and towards yourself.